I'd like to begin our discussion about kitniyos on Pesach. Of course, this is an issue not only here in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Laretz, perhaps here in Israel, it's even a more upfront issue because, you know, we live an Ashkenazi community, a Sephardic community in very close contact. You go into the stores here during the weeks before Pesach, go to a grocery store, a supermarket, go to Osher Had, whatever your favorite place is, and you'll see so many items that are listed, you know, it's printed on the item, Li Ochlei Kitniyos Bilvad. And that means that the Hechsher does not cover Ashkenazic Jews who have the minhag that dates back many, many centuries not to eat kitniyos. And it's hard to define whether or not kitniyos comes under a gzera, or perhaps it's a minog, we'll have to get into that in Mirtz Hashem, and it's all after the Chasimas HaTalmud, it's all something that's more modern. And yet, in all the Ashkenazi communities, this minog has spread and has been accepted over the past, I would say, hundreds of years, not to eat kitniyos on Pesach. And what we'd like to discuss is some of the definitions of this isur. The poskim, especially in the last few generations, have spent and dedicated a lot of time to the issue of kitniyos, and an entire host of questions will arise with regard to kitniyos. And we're going to speak about kitniyos for a chole, kitniyos that get mixed up in its harovas. The kitniyos require their own separate kelim. What happens if a family invites you over and they eat kitniyos? What happens if you invite over a family, you don't eat kitniyos, they do eat kitniyos? Do we see this as a very severe isur, or is it just a minhag, not to be viewed as a severe and very stringent minhag? But one thing we know is that this minhag has been accepted by all the Ashkenaz. Among Sfaradim, some Sfaradim will eat certain kitniyos, not other kitniyos. Some Sfaradim will be more lenient and they'll eat all kitniyos. It's interesting to note that everyone seems to assume that every Jew fits into one or two categories. Either he's an Ashkenazi, he's a Sfaradi, but there's really a third category, and that's a Ger Tzedek. What minhag should a Ger Tzedek follow? Should he accept upon himself the Iser of kitniyos, or can he treat himself like a Sfaradi? The Sugyas HaGemara of great significance is in Perek Kol Shah, the second Perek of Psachim, on Daf Lamed Hei Omen Aleph. And there, the Gemara derives from the Mishnah that there are five species of grains that are boim lidei chimutz, that can be fermented and create chametz. Those are chamishas minei dogon that we're familiar with. But in the case of orez v'dochen, which are various types of kitniyos, rice, millet, we're not sure what dochen is enom boim lidei chimutz. You cannot produce flour out of rice, add water, and create halachic chametz. That's the assumption of the Gemara. We'll have to see whether or not that assumption reflects the biological reality of rice, for example, and fermentation. That's a horse of a different color. But be that as it may, the Chachamim assume that orez and dochen cannot become chametz, and therefore they would certainly be acceptable and permissible on Pesach. This is in opposed to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. According to his opinion, and this you'll see on Daf Lamed Hey, the fourth line, maybe the sixth line up from the bottom of the page, it says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer in a Braisa, Orez V'dochen is Aser Y, Mipnei Shekarov Lahachmetz. He takes the exact opposite. You know, instead of assuming that on the Richter scale of Chimutz, the five species of grains are up there on top and Oruz V'dochen is on the bottom, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says on the contrary, the chimutz process in the case of Oruz V'dochen is a much quicker process. The whole process is sped up. And it would seem that the maskonas hasugya in not there in Kol Shav, but at least in Arvi Psachim, would reflect the halacha like the Chachamim and not like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud Daled Amid Beis, Mai Shnei Tavshilin, Amar Avhuna, Silka, V'Aroza. Rava Hava Mahadra Silka V'Aroza, Hol V'Nofik Mipumi De Avhuna. Amar Avsheshe, Amar Avashi, Shmamino De Avhuna, Lesle, Dechayish, Leha, De Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri. So from the fact that Orez, Aruza, or Orez, is given as an example of Shnei Tavshilin, it's going to be on your Seder plate, therefore we must be rejecting the Shita of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that Orez is a problem of Chimutz, it speeds up the Chimutz. And if you take a look, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Orez min Daganhu v'chayoven al Chimutz okares, that if you eat a bread that was baked from rice flour, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, you get kares for that. It means you're mamish eating chametz. The Adam Yotzi Yadecho Vasa B'Pesach. We know that anything that can be used, for matzah has to be subject to the Iser chametz. If it could come with a chimutz, and you arrest the process prematurely before it becomes chametz, and you make it into matzah, that's because it could have become chametz. In the case of Orez, since it could become chametz, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, therefore you would be able to fulfill your chiyuv, your mitzvah of matzah, by eating rice matzah. Why did the Gemara choose Silka and Aroza as examples of Shnei Tavshilin? And the Gemara answers, Hoil v'nafak mipumya de Rav Huna. If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says, Hoil v'nafak mipume de Rav Huna, Bishvil chiboso laharos halacha kemoso. The reason why they choose these particular items as Tavshilin is because they reflect the psak of Rav Huna, and that is that according to Rav Huna, a person would cook orez, rice, on Pesach, and he's not choshesh for chimutz. Because Rav Huna paskens like the Chachamim, he's not worried about Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. And the Gemara says that since Rav Huna gave this example of a tavshil of rice, therefore Rava says he would try as much as he could to get a hold of Silka and Aroza and use them for the Shnei Tavshil, because that's how Rav Huna expressed the idea that you're allowed to cook rice on Shabbos, is no chashash of chimutz. And if you take a look in the Rosh in Pesachim in Perek Sheni, if you take a look in the Rambam in Perek Vav Mihilchas Chametz Umatzah, you'll see that the Rishonim Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Orez V'Dochen, I'm sorry, they Paskin, I meant to say against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Orez and Dochan, Enom Boim Lidei Chimutz Mutol Lasos Miam Tavshil BePesach. That's the Lashon of the Rosh. And the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Hakidney is Kagon Orez V'Dochan Apulin V'Adoshim V'Chayotzmen Ein Bohem Mishum Chametz. Interesting. Ein Bohem Mishum Chametz. So let's just summarize. Assuming that the Rishonim, whether it's the Rosh, the Rambam, Paskin, like the Chachomim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Kitnios, therefore, cannot become Chometz on Pesach, you're allowed, therefore, to cook them. And that's exactly how the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch. He codifies this halacha in Simon Taf Nun Gimel, and he writes Elu Dvarim Sheyotzim Bem Yedei Chovas Matzah, and he enumerates the five species of grains, and then he writes Avalo Ba'orez, you cannot be Yotzi Achiyuv Matzah with Orez V'Shar Mini Kitnios. So let's understand that when the Mechaber writes Avalo Bi'orez U'B'Shar Mini Kitnios, there's both a chumra in a sense and a kula. It's a chumra that you can't use them for matzah, but it's a kula that they cannot become chametz, and therefore you'd be allowed to eat them, albeit if not as mitzvah's matzah, but as part of the suda of yontif. That's why the Mechaber embellishes his statement. He says, just since, by virtue of the fact that you cannot create matzah from orez and other kitnios, because Enom Boim Lidei Chimutz is therefore Mutalasis Mehem Tavshil. Very interesting. The fact that it is excluded from matzah in this particular case produces a kula that you can make the kitnios, orez, etc. into a tavshil, because it can never become chametz. And since it can never become chametz, it can never be considered matzah. That's what we have in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Nun Gimel Sifkatan Aleph, clearly paskening that we can be mekil, we're allowed to eat and cook kitnios on Pesach, and we can really enjoy ourselves. And that's true until we get to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh Osrim. Even in the Sephardic camp, there are Osrim. And perhaps we could say it this way. In the Ashkenazi camp, everyone is machmir. Aminig bi Ashkenaz lahachmir. In the Sephardi camp, yesh v'yesh. There are different minhagim. The Ramah adds v'yein l'shanos. We're not allowed to change our minhag. We have to see exactly what the status of a minhag is and its authority, but in any event, you're not allowed to change and deviate from the minhag. However, he writes, and this we'll come back to in just a minute, Miu Poshut the Ein Osrim Bidyevidim Naflu Tocha Tavshil. If the kidios fell into a mixture on Yontif, is you don't need to aser the entire mixture Bidyevid, but rather it's all mut. Now, where is the earliest source for this Ramah, Hamidig Biashkenaz Lahachmir? And in truth, it's coming from one of the great Bali Atosvis, Rabbeinu Peretz, who wrote Hagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the smack of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchok Mikorbil. And he writes, Rabbeinu Peretz writes, and this we'll find here, together with the sugya in the Gemara, on the bottom of your page, he writes, V'ala kitnios, Rabosenu noagim bahen isur, shaloli ochlam v'pesach klal. Again, this is back in the days of Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Bali Atosvis. And he bases himself largely on the Rimi Korbil in the Smak. And he says that we really have to be machmir when it comes to kitnios. But not only does he say that we have to be machmir, he tells us why. He writes, V'lo machmas chimutz atzmo, ela mitam gzerahu. Wow, that's a heavy language. Gzera, he calls it. They came in the kidneys, maisa kederahu, v'doganami maisa kederahu, kedaisa, ia visharina and kidneys, ulai osi lachlufe, ulahatir daisa. Came on the idi v'idi maisa kederahu. So we see very clearly that the gzeirah was instituted, the gzeirah of kitnios, in order to avoid some sort of achlufe, he calls it, you know, where you would confuse one thing with the other. I mean, once you matter kidneys, you know, you'll begin to think that, well, if kidneys are mutter, then I could be matter daisa, which is chametz gomor. So what we have here from the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak is Gedolim. He writes Gedolim Nogim Bahem Heter. I do admit, he says, that there are great giants that are matir kitnios. Umori Rabbi Yechiel Hayenoeg Lechol BePesach Pul Halavan. So Rabbeinu Yechiel would be mekil on a pul alavan, some sort of small bean. V'gam haya omer kein b'shem agdolim. U'miu kosher hadover miyod lahati dover shenogim bo isu miyamei chachomim hakadmonim. So on the one hand, the Smak quotes the Gdolim, like Rabbeinu Yechiel, his Rebbe, who are Mora Heter, they paskin Lakula, and you're allowed to eat kidneys. But yet, he writes, Kosha Dover Miod Lahatir, Dover Shen Noagim Bo Isur Mimei Chachomim Akadmonim. In other words, here you have the testimony of a Rishon that already dates, that this minhag of avoiding kidneys dates back many, many centuries. I mean, Mimei Chachomim Hakadmonim. And if you look in the Ma'aril of Rav Yaakov Molin, you'll see that he writes, again, he's 100 years already after the Smak, he writes that Kitneos Gazrin and Shalol Levashlam the Pesach Afagav de lo machmitzim is Gozru kol mine kidneyos otu hema. The yomer odem kenevan di ein osur midraisa ein lochush de chol de Gozru rabbonon hovrol of chayiv misa. Wow, this is a very heavy statement. The overall lo sosur min adover asher yerucha. Anyone who wants to take kidneyos lightly should read this Ma'aril, to the effect that we're talking about a gzeira that comes under the law of lo sosur and the overall of chayv misa. That's what we call a guzma. Now, what I wanted to take a look at is the Trumas HaDeshen of Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin. That dates back probably about 6 centuries ago. Shela, he writes, Tvua Shalmini Kitnios She'eno mi'chamesh saminim she'nofol le'mayim v'korv levadai hu shechmitza shori lahashos v'pesach olav. And basically he's talking about some sort of a combination of mide kitnios and mayim. And he's wondering if you're allowed to keep it in your house. And at one point in this tshuva, the Trumas HaDeshen writes that Yesh Osrim, he writes that there are those who are machmir, Ve'ha'olam Nagu Isur, and the Midig is accepted that it should be Asur. So we're seeing over and over again that amongst the Ashkenazic poskim and Rishonim and poskim, there is an Isur here, and very severe gzeras we saw in the Smak. And now he's writing, the reason for it is pen yitu mi dogon zel dogon chamesh tamin. There'll be some sort of a mixture. People won't differentiate between this and that, between the Dagon of five minim and the Dagon of kidneys. Now, what I'd like to do is, we've seen the Ramah paskins
like the Eish Osrim, Haminig Biashkenaz Lahachmir Vein Lashanos, based on, again, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rimi Korbil, based on the Maril, based on Trumas Hadesh, and I mean, all the Ashkenazic poskim who Aser Kitnius, that's how the Ramah Paskins it in Shulchan Aruch. But what's the reason, exactly, to pinpoint the reason for the Gzeir of Kitnius? So we could summarize, perhaps, a few different approaches. At least two, and possibly even three. The Maril's approach, and this is also the Trumas Hadeshen, is that we're talking about Gzeira Otu Chameshis Mine Dogon. Again, the language of the Trumas Hadeshen, Pen Yitu Mi Dogon Zel Dogon Chameshis Minim. And what we're talking about is that we may not be able to differentiate between a flower of the five species of grains and a flower of kidneys. In fact, if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, here in Tufnun Gimel, if you look in Sifkat and Vav, let's see if we can find it here and read its language. He says, Yesh Osrim, Yesh Osrim, Lo Meikar Adinu El Chumra Shechmiru Aleihem. V'tam chumra zu, mishum shalifa amim, tvua mi orav b'mine kitnios, v'efshal avar yofa, v'osi de chimutz kshiyofam o yivashlem. Okay, this is perhaps the most extreme view that we might find within the tvua of kitnios, within the kemach of kitnios, there may be tvua of five species of grains. The od shekamapavim tochnim orez v'sharmini kidneos lekemach kamapavim ofin gamke mehem lechem v'ika hedjotim v'yame oretz tuva shlo yavchinu bein kemach zel lekemach shal minei dogon. Ubein pas lepashal mine dogon v'yosi liakule gam bepas v'kemach shal mine dogon. In his second reasoning, the Mishnah Berurah is getting closer to the Maril and Trumas Hadeshen. First, he starts off with an assumption that perhaps there are kernels of grains mixed in with the kidneys, and when you cook them, when you bake them, they may come lidei chimutz. But now, in the second answer, he's saying, no, what we're worried about is switching or confusing this flour with this flour. Flour that comes from dogon and flour that comes of kitnios. And that's what I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying here in his second presentation, when he writes, "Kama pa'amim tochanim ha'orez u'sharmin kidneys kemach," and then he refers to the hedyotos and the ami oretz. Shlo yavchinu ben kemach zel kemach shel minei chamesh minei dog. So we're talking about a problem in which, you know, you can't differentiate between. Or the Amoritz is not going to be able to differentiate between this kind of kemach that comes from Tvua, this kind that comes from kidneys. They're so similar that there may be a chilufin zebazeh. And that's the reason why they institute this gzera of kidneys. Now, there's a third reason, which is offered by the Trumas Hadeshen, and that is Yesh Mine Chitin Shalafam Mishtanim Vinirim Kimine Kitnios. In other words, that we ourselves can't always tell the difference and identify something beyond a shadow of a doubt as kitnios. Because sometimes chitin look differently and they may look similar to kitnios. So what do we have here? We have really three different approaches And this was the main point of today's discussion. Three different reasons why the Gzeira of Kidneas was accepted. What was the fear? One reason has it that there's actually a mixture within the flour or the tefuah of Kidneas. There's a mixture of tefuah of one of the chameshes mine dagon. And that mixture is the reason why they acid kidneys. The second reason is because the Amaorets might not differentiate between the kemach of kidneys and regular kemach. He may inadvertently assume that they are the same. So in the second approach, we're not worried about a mixture in one specific flour of kidneys together with tefuah, but we're worried about switching one flour with the other. We can't always differentiate, and the eye doesn't always discern that this flour comes from here and this from here. And finally, we said in the last explanation that there are chitim that in the natural process change their tzura, and they actually look like kidneys. So what I'd like to do is take a look at an essay here by Rav Usher Zelig Weiss called Be'inyan Iser Kidneos BePesach. And the official question that this tshuva, this response is meant to address is the case of Al Tshuva, who now wants to go the right way, and he doesn't want to accept upon himself the minug of Iser Kidneos. And the question is whether that could be acceptable. Now, in the course of this discussion, the Ramah in Siman Tov Nun Gimel, the Yesh Osrim HaMinug B'Ashkenaz L'Hachvein L'Shanos, is quoted. And also keep in mind that the Ramah adds an addendum. He goes beyond that and he says, Miu Poshut Dien Osrim B'Dieved Im Naflu L'Toch HaTavshil. That B'Dieved, if kidneys fell into a pot, then it would not asa the pot or its contents B'Dieved. And furthermore, Mutu Lahadlik Bishmanim Hanasim Mehem. If they have oils that were produced by the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, you're allowed to light them. The Einam Osrim Im Nafal Tocha Tavshil. On one hand, he's accepting the minhag, as we saw in Ashkenaz, to be machmir on kidneys, but on the other hand, he says if the kidneys fell into a taruvas, into a tavshil, it's mutter. Now, lechora, that's a contradiction in Eubei, because if you're telling me that the kidneys is asur, then ipso facto, if they fall into a taruvas, unless there's bittul, you're going to ask the entire kedera. And that's true for chametz, and it's true for kidneys. And therefore, what's being said here is that b'dieved, the tavshil would be mutter, but lechatchila, one should avoid any achila, anything that could come to eating kidneys. In the next paragraph, he summarizes two distinct reasons for the gzera of kidneys. The first one is pa'amim mu'urav, is gzera dogma of kidneys. You know, these fields are contiguous to each other. One is growing wheat, the other is growing kidneys, and yet, even though they're good neighbors, nevertheless, the reason why the kidneys is usur is because there's such close proximity between the two trees that inevitably the produce of these two trees, whether it be the wheat or whether it be the kidneys, they're going to get mu'urav, they're going to get mixed up into one entity, one indivisible whole. Is there enough gemina between saying A, that amongst the Garine Dagon of Kidneos, maybe some Tvua, etc., got mixed up, or to say B, that when you make it into Kemach, somebody could switch one Kemach for the other, Kidneos for Tvua, it's hard to identify the difference between the two. He says, Nafgemina la locha bein taimim elu, kemosha kosav, Haramah, but Meshkosva Haramah deem noflu toch tavshil, ena tavshil nesar. What does that mean? You could say it means that there's no heter through bittel. To read the language, he says, in noflu toch tavshil, ena tavshil nesar, meaning, according to one interpretation, there's a heter of bittel b'shishim. Notice the normal halach of chametz asur b'mashu was suspended because we only have kidneys here, but we still need bittel, which means bittel b'shishim. And he's medayik that the Trumas Hadeshim maintains this position. But then we have the opinion of the Chok Yaakov. He says the kidneys are always the mute, and not the rov, then the minority of volume in the mixture, is enum osrim is a tavshil. It seems like all you need is rov over here. You don't need bittel b'shishim, because he's saying kidney el seim mute. Now, let's assume that we have here a bona fide machlokas as to whether kidney el in a tavshil requires shishim, or only a rov. All you need is only a rov. L'chora, this machlokas about rov versus shishim would really be dependent upon two different approaches to the iser kidneyos. If we're talking about a chashash that chometz got mixed up with the kidneyos, is then lo mistaber lahakav b'pachas mishishim deno sein tam. If the chashash of chimotir is because inside the kidneys there's a mixture of some grains of the five species of dagon, then for sure it doesn't make sense to be maker without shishim. And I think what he's saying here is that if there's a mixture of garine kidneys with garine tfua, and that's why we don't want to, in general, permit kidneys, then we're viewing this Iser as chametz. I mean, because the chametz is arif, but it's a chefted Iser chametz. And therefore, it's not logical to be making on something that's chametz with less than shishim. If on the other hand, it's a gzera b'alma, if you allow him to use this flour, tomorrow use that flour, is that really there's no chashash of chametz or chimutz in the object. A bona fide chefted isur de chametz, which requires shishim. But if it's exer di alma, which means it's not an isur chefta of chametz, that's what we're saying about it. It's just a minug not to eat it, call it an isur gavra, if you will. Is then, since there's no chashash chimutz kal, a hovich shal god's exer di ala kidneys bien, velobitar rovus miyut, it makes sense that since we're not looking at something that's chametz, why would we be allowed? I should say, why wouldn't we be allowed to call this a gzera l'gzera? And say, well, maybe this and maybe that. It make more sense to say that the Iser was formulated and established on kidneys be'en and not on any mixture. Once there's a mixture, it's no longer a separate entity that we could call a chefta de chametz, chefta de isur de rabbanon. And therefore, we could be mekel. Now keep in mind, Rabosai, that it was the Trumas HaDeshen who raised this possibility that there's a chshash shema irev binu kidneos mehei mine dagon. And therefore it's the same Trumas HaDeshen who seems to imply that you need bittul b'shishim. And it all fits into a pattern, because if there's if there's tvua mixed in with the kidney yolks, then we really have a, at least midrabanan through this chash, a chefta di sur of chametz, and therefore we must require shishim levatlo. However, as we saw earlier, in the name of the Maril and the Smak, the reason is because Osi Lachlufe, the Amoritz doesn't lo mavchin bein kemach zeh lekemach zeh. It's all the same in his mind. Before you know it, he'll end up eating chametz gomer. But if that case is, there's no real chametz here in the mixture, right? What we have here is pure kemach of the year-round, but it's not chametz thick. It hasn't been bleached or anything like that. And here we have kemach that was used for the mitzvah, at least might be used for the mitzvah of matzah. But leaving out matzah for the time being, we could just speak about mixing one kemach with the other, but we're not looking at anything that is chametz. To call it a chefta d'isur because you don't want to eat kidneys, that doesn't make sense. And therefore, according to that shita, the whole gzera of kidneys might apply to a case where this kidneys be'en, you know, where you really look at the thing in kidneys, but not to a case of kidneys in a mixture. Now, he says that the Divrei Malkiel has in his nusach of Shtar Mechiras Chametz that they sell even the kidneys. He says that's a tema. This is not really chametz. Unless you say, like that first explanation, the Trumas Hadeshen, that mixed into the gargire kidneys are gargire chametz, and if we have to treat it lechumra like chametz mamish. So it means that we got to sell kidneys. Again, we're not saying halacha lemaaseh should be selling kidneys, but it is fascinating that such an opinion is quoted here in the poskim, and no doubt in anyone's mind, they're going to require bitul b'shishim and a tarovus. They're going to maintain that the gzeras kidneys is because within this kidneys is a mixture of chametz. Hence, all these chumras. On the other hand, if we maintain the other position that you might switch one with the other, but it's only a minog, if that be the case, then we could be makil and not require shishim and rov should be sufficient, and we don't have to worry about having to tell the goy, I want to sell you my kidneys. You know, it's bad enough that the goy has to take all your chametz. So he writes here, "Be'emes nira poshut d'lo nechleku arishonim ela betam minog zeh b'shorsho v'lama nagu iser b'kitnios aval be'emes nagim iser b'kitnios af kishe ein kan chashash chomitz klal." Follow Bekal Efshal Livrar Ulanapos Gargire Dogon Mina Kidneys.
What about something like?
He goes on to say that perhaps we should assume that the Xer of Kidneys really is made up of two different parts, two different elements. Sai, this combination of a mixture of Gargire Dogon with the Kidneys, and Sai, the Chilufin, the Tachlifin that you might make between one Kemach and the other. He writes, is this Iser a minog or a gzera? And he says, lo matzinu Iser b'mekoros chazal, since we don't find back in the time of chazal an Iser, but rather at some point during the period of the Rishonim, ischilu linog Iser b'kitnios, b'artzos Ashkenaz. And he quotes the Chai Odom, who says, the kama meo shonim lefanenu nagu Iser zeh, is therefore it makes more sense to assume that this is a minog. Very difficult and far-fetched to say that they made it into a gzera. In general, after Chasimus HaTalmud, I don't know how many gzeras there are. And maybe Cherem Dereinu Gershon could be called a gzera, I don't know. But there aren't many. And therefore, the Smag and the Prichadash and others say that we're talking about a minhag. Now, the problem that I have here is that the Smak and the Maril, which we quoted earlier, define the Isur Kitnios as a gzera. The Chasam Sofer, in fact, says the same thing. He writes, "Lefiani yisdaita ha-ga'onim she'tkinu kach lo takinu lo tiknu b'tchila al menash she'ispashit b'chol Yisrael ela al b'nei Ashkenaz v'mokum she'nimtzu sham v'sham gidru g'dorim v'sham nisparish v'niskabla gzeirosam b'yemes." So we're seeing that in many of the writings that are shown in the poskim, the word gzeira appears with regard to kitnios, which is a very difficult position to maintain, as we said before, to institute a gzeira after the Shas, after the Chasimus HaTalmud. That's a big chiddush. The Chayodim writes, "Hagaonim shahoyu kamameo shonim lefanenu nahagu leiser." So he doesn't write gzeira, but nahagu. And why? Mipnei ameo aretz sheyavo litos v'yomru maishna kemachitnios o kemachameshes mine dogon. They'll make a chilufin between one kind of kemach and the other kind of kemach. And then he writes, "V'kemen shavoseinu nagu came." You know, the Chayodim was very, very into minhagim. He says, our forefathers had this minhag, also lanu l'shanos. We don't have a right to change the minhag of our forefathers. "V'chein b'chol minhagi Yisrael shenagu be'ezidav raf pishlo osu dover zelet hakonel shenagu e'vi'atzmon ikab hazeh Yisrael lav mi'divrei sofrim." There is such a thing as an Yisrael lav mi'divrei sofrim. So the Chayodim writes that once our ancestors before us took this initiative and were knowing in Isur, we're not allowed to change it. Even though lo asu darv zelatakana elo shenagu kein miatzman. In truth, the entire movement, says the Chayodim, towards an Isur Kidneys was spontaneously from the people themselves. Very democratic. Nagu he miatzman. But the only thing is that as far as Nagu ben Isur Yatzman, that's one level of an Isur, but you have to add that if it's an Isur Midivrei HaNeviim, that takes on an entire different kind of status as far as Kriya is concerned. Just to summarize the last point that we made, based on this very long presentation and intricate presentation of the Chayodim, is that this minog, it's called a minog, dates back hundreds of years. It's because the Amoritz shouldn't mix one kemach with another. And he writes that since our forefathers have picked up this minog, we cannot change it. And that's the minhag in that's true of all minhagi Yisrael, but specifically in this case, it has a tremendous potency. Lo yase dovar elo letakona al shenogu kein miatzman. Thinks what he means is that's not like a classical gzeir with the chacham start with the gzeir and they impact it on the people, but rather the kivun is hafuch, the opposite is true. What they did was they took upon themselves spontaneously, the people. It's a grassroots movement to be knowing this chumra, because otherwise they can come to some takola. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he writes that botnim, which are peanuts, were not prohibited or are not prohibited by virtue of the din of kitnios. And lechora one would say that peanuts look pretty similar to kitnios in general. He says, this is the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, "Kevon shelo tiknu b'kibutz chachomim lechol dvarim sheyesh chashash yisarvim minei dogon udvarim sha'osimem kemach." There was never a, shall we call it a Moshav Bezdin, a takana that was made by an a very large assembly of chachamim sheneigu shelo lechol me'ezem minim yizlo nesril aminim shehinhigu v'lo shar minim. I believe he's building on what he said earlier, that the teeth, you know, the status of Iser Kidneos is Avosenu Nagu Kach. And if that be the case, you know what? Let's see what objects were subject to this Hanhaga. And he writes that it wasn't like the Chacham got together and they made an absolute Iser. That's not what happened. There wasn't a Takana B'Kovitz Chacham, B'Kibbutz Chachamim. But rather, the people themselves were knowing this Iser in order to create a fence around the Torah, to prevent themselves and their families from violating the Iser of Bal Yeroh Bayimot, the Iser of Chametz, of Achilas Chametz. So therefore the rule is, Lo Nesru Ela Minim HaNehigu, we're only going to follow their Minhag. If they had a meaning not to eat X, Y, or Z, we're not going to eat X, Y, or Z. If they didn't have a meaning not to avoid it, then we're not going to add something to that, to that minog which already exists. And there are some achronim, apparently, who came to the conclusion that the Iser Kidneis is doraisa, because once it takes on the status of a neder, then if you violate it, it's a violation of a doraisa. Again, just to repeat, if we would take this approach very seriously, that there's an element of an Iser Neder in Kidneos, then we're dealing with an Iser Doraisa, and we would apply the principle of Safek Doraisa L'Chumra. If, on the other hand, we're dealing with a Gzera, and we're not dealing with an Iser Neder, then we would say, like any Drabbanon, Safek Drabbanon L'Kula. And it might really boil down to this very essential issue. What is the nature of the Iser Kidneos? So we're dealing with a mixture of tvua inside the kidneos that would lend a certain severity to this Iser. Maybe you can call it a deraisa. If on the other hand we're talking about a minug not to eat this kemach because it looks like that kemach, and somebody might come along and make a chilufin, that's already more of a minug. That's not a suffic deraisa lechumra kind of situation. And Rav Yaakov Emden, in his famous work, the Maruk Tzia, quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi, "Sheitztayer al minhag gerua halazeh," that my father, says Rav Yaakov Emden, was very anguished by this minhag. She chumra diosil de kula v'nafik minei churva. Now, I'm not sure exactly why the Chacham Tzvi called this a chumra diosil de kula. I'm not sure. It seems like it's pure 100% chumra. And not only that, he writes, Nafik minei churva. I don't know what terrible churban is going to come from the fact that we avoid eating kidneys. But then he writes, and this is the punchline, the most harsh phrase of the Chacham Tzvi, he says, Ashrei, how fortunate is he, sheyinapetz, he will completely smash hachumros hazoros al hasela. All these strange alien chumros, break them, smash them over a hard stone. Nevertheless, Rav Yaakov Emden himself, after quoting his father Chacham Tzvi, who's fighting this battle against this minhag of kidneys, nevertheless he, the Yaivitz, writes, "Lamaisa ain kol heter liiser ze eitzel Ashkenazim." As far as we're concerned, for the Ashkenazim, it's always going to be an iser kidneys, and that's the Arichus Dvarim of the Chassam Sofer, who writes that if we would find a heter for the Iser kidneys, mikol makom, haynu b'kibbutz kol o rov anshi medinas Ashkenaz. He says if we'd ever want to be mekel and matir kidneys, we'd have to gather together most of the people who live in Ashkenaz, in Poland, in Germany, in all these countries. Shareihem kibbu aleim agzer meikara. They were the ones who accepted upon themselves this gzeir of kidneys. And Cain, mi yekabeitz ki omir garna kol chachmi polin v'ashkenaz lahaskim beheter zeh. He says it's very, very far-fetched, very unreasonable to assume that at any point in Jewish history we can get together. The Chachamim of Poland and Ashkenaz, and they're going to all agree unanimously that we can be Mater Kitnios. That's very far-fetched. Now, if, again getting back, because I keep harping to this Halach of Hataras Nedarim here, if there's an issue of an Isur Neder here, if there's an Isur Neder, would Hataras Nedarim be meaningful? And the answer is that Rav Yaakov Emden writes, no. Lo moil bazeh hataras nedarim, and he quotes the tshuva, the Arlitzion, and other such tshuvas, that the Isur Achilas Kidneys of Pesach has the status of Kabbalah Sarabim. It's like a neder al das rabim lidvar mitzvah, and it doesn't lend itself to hataras nedarim. We've seen a lot of sources. We started with the Gemara of Pesachim, but we saw the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, we saw the Rimi Korbil in the Smak, we've seen the Maril, the Trumas Hadeshen, we saw at great length the Chai Odom, who writes that this minhag is already hundreds and hundreds of years old, and even though it wasn't established by a Takonas Kibbutz Chachomim, but nevertheless, the people spontaneously came forward with this takana because they thought this would protect us from the Isur Lav of Chametz. And therefore we saw that the Chassam Sofer and the Yavitz are telling us that it's almost impossible to imagine in theory that all the Chachamim of Poland and Ashkenaz are going to gather together at some sort of Kenes and they're going to be Matir Kitniels B'Pesach. On the level of Neder, for those who are worried about Nedarim, we have here a serious problem because Neder engenders an Issa Deraisa, would have to take Sofik L'Chumra, and at the same time, Neder would be Aldas Rabim, and that doesn't really lend itself to any sort of Hatorah. However, again, despite all these, you know, these announcements, declarations, Bekol Ram, you know, of blowing, blasting with the foghorn that we're not allowed to eat kidneys, there are situations where the poskim do allow kidneys. The Stei Chemed, based on the Maril Diskin, assumes that this Gzeras kidneys is Eino Behechlet. It's not an absolute a gzera that doesn't tolerate any exceptions. So therefore, leis hatzorach in a time of need is Amrina will apply the principle of lo haisa ba hagzera meola. It was never included. The isa was never formulated in cases of a shasat chak of a tzorach gadol. And the Chayodim brings this down to be matir bishul kidneys b'shasat chak when a person doesn't have what to eat. Instead of starving to death, let him cook kidneys. Again, it's not real pikuach nefesh, but. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes that Pasha Duah Din L'Chola. You don't have to limit this discussion, he says, to the case of someone who's hungry, doesn't have enough food, or perhaps to allow some sort of other Shasat Chak. We could talk about a Chola. And again, we're talking about a Chola Shein Bo Sakoni. It's not a life-endangering disease. Is Mutal Levashalo? Can we cook for him kidneys? He writes, Tzorech livdok v'levarer yofa v'livar yor yofa b'digduk heitev shlo yimtzu gam bom gar'inim mechamishis mine dogon. So we're talking about the words of the Chayodom. We always come back to the Chayodom, who's telling us that for a cholish ein bo sakana, we're allowed to cook kidneys. But again, he's warning us with 10 warnings that we have to be so careful to check and to be borer and make sure that anything that might be a garin or something that might lead to chametz is removed from this mixture. And the Chassam Sofer writes that even in a place where we are going to be matir, nevertheless, as far as pouring hot water onto the grains or whatever have you, is yichaltenu lechatchila beroschim to kol mashev shel taknin taknina. And I think he's referring to the sugya of lesisa, Maybe we'll get a chance to look in the tshuva, the Chasam Sofer inside, but in the sugya of lasisa, when you pour hot, boiling hot water over the grains in their original natural state, it prevents any possible fermentation. So if we're going to allow for cooking kidneys on behalf of chole, then not only going to we check it so thoroughly, but the Chasam Sofer at least advocates that we should pour boiling hot water over the kidneys. And that will certainly be a takana that will prevent chimutz. What about children? You know, if we've already said cholim are allowed to eat kidneys, what about a katan? Usually katan and a chola go together. So if you look in Pisgei Tshuvos, in macholi kidneys lekatan ulechola, he writes, Macholi kitnios latino kulachola. He starts by quoting the Mishnah Brura that a chola afabishen lovasakona muta lavashlo kitnios in tsarchlis vechenog lavashel mozarim mi kitnios the tsarch tinokos shenem regilim lechol machol acher. Yeshla hadif shar mini kitnios la ores vidochen. He says that even within kitnios, it subdivides into different categories, and Orez V'dochen is something that we want to stay away from, if possible, and rather we should prefer other mini kitnios other than Orez V'dochen, leave out the rice, and we'll allow to cook it for the sake of tinokos. And he has tinokos in the same category as a chola. Now, we mentioned that not all of the Sfaradim on the Miksha Achas are exactly the same. The Ben Ish Chai, for example, as far as Baghdad is concerned, he says that Orez is out. He's not going to make a big protest for those who do eat Orez, but he says that in Baghdad, the Machbirim would avoid eating Orez. And it seems like, you know, the Ben Ish Chai was in favor of that. He advocated that chumrah. He supported that chumrah. But again, he said that they could be matured if need be. But makom hatzorach, like we mentioned before, chola and tinok and so forth and so on. Then he writes, hanogim le'isur einim yichom levashal oriz biyontav avur misha ochlam. Let's say you have two people in the same city of Baghdad. One of them doesn't eat Orez. Can he cook Orez on Pesach for someone who does eat Orez? And he wants to suggest that he's not allowed to cook it, because the act of cooking itself might be usur, assuming that Orez has a bit of a suffix chametz to it. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the gedder of the Isser here is. He does say that it's mutl and tiltal, and he wants to tell the Ashkenazim to stay away from even moving kidneys on Pesach, because it shouldn't be a Maris Ayin situation. Now, there's a sefer called the Or Letzion, which codifies a lot of the minhagim of the Sfaradim as far as achilas kidneys. He writes, Ben Sfarad amarech bebeso ben Ashkenaz. So a Sfaradi is hosting an Ashkenazi. Yizor shalo lahachil oso roes v'orez v'shar kidneys. You know, you got to be very careful not to feed the Ashkenazi any orez or kidneys. Rav Ovadia Yosef in the Chazon Ovadia writes, Ashkenazi shenesarech v'beis Sfaradi b'chag ha-Pesach. So the Sfaradi is hosting an Ashkenazi on Pesach. Mutulo lechol tavshil shenesarev b'kelim shel balabayis. In other words, even though the balabayis is a Sfaradi who's absolutely mekil in kidneys, even as far as Orez and the like, nevertheless, the kelim is not a problem for the Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazi comes into the house of the Sfaradi, and lo and behold, there's a tavshil which was cooked in kelim that were used for kidneys. That's okay, even for the Ashkenazi. Mutal olechol tavshil shenis arev bekelim shel balabayis. That's an interesting heter. And it a little bit sounds like it's only an Iser Minog, it's only an Iser. You know, remember we said, according to some of the poskim, we say that all you need is Rove in the case of Tarovas. Here also the Kalim don't become Aser. These are fascinating coolers for Ashkenazim with regard to the concept of Kitnios. Now he has a footnote here about a Ger Tzedek. Now if this Ger Tzedek comes from Ashkenazic countries, then he should follow those Minhagim in Ashkenaz. If he comes from a Sephardic country, then fine. He can follow the Sephardic Minhagim. But what happens in Eretz Yisrael? So according to Rav Avadya Yosef and his Truven Chazon Avadya, the Morid Asra of Eretz Yisrael is the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. He got here first, and we have his Shulchan Aruch, he's the Morid Asra. And if he says you're allowed to eat kidneys, there's no reason why a Ger Tzedek should pick up a Chumrah of the Ashkenazim. Again, in the case of mixed marriage, for example, an Ashkenazic woman gets married to a Sephardic man, or a Sephardi woman gets married to an Ashkenazi man, you'll have to take a look in the tshuvas of Rabbeinu Yosef. I don't mean the Mechaber of the Beit Yosef, but I mean Rav Avadya Yosef. And generally speaking, they say the woman can pick up the minhagim of her father. But again, there are more details that we're not going to go into now. Now, if kidneys become osur b'achila, the Truman Sedeshin writes, nevertheless, you don't have to sell them. You're allowed to leave them in your house over Pesach. And we're not going to say that this Marasayim people are going to suspect you that you're planning to eat kidneys. That's okay. Now, I was wondering, in a case where Shabbos comes after Yontif, like this year in Eretz Yisrael, the quote-unquote eighth day of Yontif will be Shabbos, can I, as an Ashkenazi, eat chumus or other kidneys that come my way? And to say that it's muktzah, because as we entered into the eighth day, into Shabbos, it was also for me b'achila, and it's very hard to say such a thing. First of all, I'm not sure if it's an Iser Chefta the Chometz, and secondly, since it's mutter to others, that itself should be mafkia, the Iser muktzah, l'fi anius daiti. Now, the Ramah codifies this halacha of the Truma Sadesh, Mutu lahashos mini kidneos bebeso, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu nafla le'amayim. Now, it's normally when there's a contact between water and any of the five grains, we assume that's a problem. But here, if water falls onto kidneos, we can still keep them at home. We can still maintain our ownership over them. V'lo gazrinon, d'lo kiblu alayu rak lesar be'achiloson. Since this Easter of Kidneos is all based on admitting that the people were makabal on themselves, they were makabal on themselves in Easter achilu, but not in Easter b'al-yirah b'ayimotzi, not in Easter shehir, as we saw in the Ramah. Now, as far as shemen, are we allowed to use shemen, which was made from kidneys, as our fuel to light a fire? The Mishnah Berurah gives a very interesting explanation, similar to what we saw earlier about Shehiyah Bebeso, as to why you're allowed to use shemen as fuel to light a fire, if that shemen is made of kidneys. And he says, because the minug was only to Aser Achila, not Hanah. Like we said before, the Iser is only to Aser Achila, not Shehiyah Bebeso. If kidneys gets mixed up into a Tavshel on Pesach, according to Truma Sadeshen, Nimtza Gargir Shemini Kidneos, Bekidero Betavshil, Lo Machmirin Klal Lesar Tavshil Afilu Bachil. And that's how the Ramah codifies it. He says, Poshet Dein Osrim B'dievet Enofletok Tavshil. We mentioned this before. And the only question is, shall we assume we're talking about Rov? Or do we have to require shishim? And that we saw might depend upon the two formulations of what the reason why the Iser Kitneos was accepted to begin with. Again, we're not going to discuss here shemen v'yayin that were made of kitniyos that you protected to make sure there was no chimutz. What exactly is included in kitniyos? There are a host of issues about nuts and about oils and about coffee and tea and cocoa and even potato starch flour is an iser, is an issue, excuse me. And also, is there an iser kitniyos on Erev Pesach? Many, many, many different issues. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. But this was meant as a hachana, as an introductory shiur into the issue of kitniyos. And if there's anything that's important that I want you to take out of this in terms of the whole discussion, is that although you and I might think that kitniyos is a chumra sheba chumra, but nevertheless, the Rishonim and the Poskim put such emphasis on it, and it goes back so long in Jewish history, that we're not meant to take this lightly. We should be machmir, and I want to wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach. We should be zocher to eat all the kosher foods and not be nichshal chas v'sholem in anything, whether it's an isa d'oraisa, chametz isa d'rabbanon, and we'll be zocher lechol min hazvachim u'psachim chag sameach.